Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
There are a handful of messages that stick out above the crowd in the gospel, in the Christian teaching. And this necessity of forgiveness is one of them. It is part of the Our Father. There are people that pray the Our Father over and over and over again without it ever dawning on them that essentially this is what they are praying. I'm going to paraphrase just a little bit, but this is essentially the prayer of the Our Father. Father, forgive me only as I'm willing to forgive other people. Forgive me my debts only as I forgive those in debt to me. I don't expect you, God, to forgive me any more than I'm willing to forgive others. That is the prayer of the Our Father. But still, it seems not to sink into us sometimes. Now, it is true that there is an element of forgiveness that's quite natural to us. It's normal. It can be done. Someone, you're fixing to pull into a parking spot and somebody gets your parking spot. You can forgive that, right? You're capable of that on your own. But then there are other realities that are beyond our capacity to forgive. For example, and I hate to use such a difficult example, but it makes the point. 10 years or so ago, a crazy man up in Ohio or Pennsylvania went into a little Amish schoolhouse and lined the children up against the wall and shot them. Some days later, that community and the parents of those children came out and publicly forgave him. How does that happen? How is that possible? The life of God has to dwell in us. God's very being living in us. And when God dwells in us, then by His grace, we are capable of forgiving. We make the act of the will to forgive. It is by His grace, it is by His life in us that we can see ourselves as sinners. Sin which offends God, breaks His commandments, is against truth and reason. When we see these truths and we recognize forgiveness is necessary, that's God's grace. When we ask God to forgive us and we receive His mercy, that's God's grace. When we are transformed and can forgive others, it is against our nature. It is a supernatural reality at times for us to forgive. But the conditions the gospel puts on us for forgiveness is as we desire to be forgiven by God, so what we must be willing to forgive others. It is at the heart of the gospel, and it is so challenging, I think, at times, that we refuse to believe that it's necessary. And that's why it comes up over and over again. That's why it's at the heart of the Our Father. And when Jesus taught us the Our Father at the end of the Our Father, He reiterated the point that we must forgive as we desire to be forgiven. So by God's grace and an act of our will, we can forgive. What does unforgiveness do to us? Holding a grudge close to our heart, it burns us. Unforgiveness makes us miserable. Anger turned inward becomes depression. Unresolved anger, unresolved pain leads to disease. It leads to torture. When Jesus speaks about us being handed over to the torturers, there's a reality to that. Jesus did not come to punish us for our sins. He came to forgive us. But for us to be forgiven, we must forgive others. If we don't forgive, it's like a force field around us. It's like a barrier repelling the forgiveness of God. Last Sunday, the core message essentially was one of the seven, or one of the spiritual works of mercy. I'll get it out. Last Sunday, one of the spiritual works of mercy, and that it was to admonish sinners. I didn't talk about it as admonishing sinners. I talked about it as being a watchman for your family. This week, it's another spiritual work of mercy, and that is to bear wrongs patiently and to forgive the sinner. Now, none of this is easy, I know. But we must pray, and we must seek, and we must ask, and we must forgive in order to receive true forgiveness. I'm going to lead you all in a prayer now, okay? And as we pray this prayer together, I will pray it out loud. I will ask you just in silence to pray in your hearts. As I pray, as I go through these things, this prayer, it's going to call to mind many things in you. Some of the things that I say here will apply to you, and many of them will not apply to you. Some of them will apply to the person sitting next to you, okay? But again, things will come into your heart and your mind as we go through this. This is a prayer of forgiveness. So pray with me. Just kind of close your eyes or just do whatever it does for you to relax and enter into prayer as I lead you. Lord Jesus Christ, today I ask for the grace to forgive everyone who in my life. Lord, I know that you will give me the strength to forgive, and I thank you now for that mercy and grace. You love me more than I love myself. Lord, free me from resentment, from bitterness, and from unforgiveness. Lord God Almighty, for the times that I have blamed you, for the times that I have thought that you have been the one who brought death and hardship and financial difficulty into my life. Lord, when I have blamed you, I forgive you for that. Lord, I also forgive myself for my faults and failings, for the foolish decisions that I have made, for my lack of self-control, for that really big mistake that I remember over and over. Lord, I forgive myself. I forgive myself for taking your name in vain, for not worshiping you, for hurting my parents, for my lack of purity, for my adultery, for the abortion that I had. Lord, I forgive myself today. Lord, I thank you for your grace in this moment to forgive myself. I forgive my mother for the times that she hurt me, or she resented me, or she was angry at me for no reason, or she punished me unfairly. I forgive her for the times that she preferred my brother or sister to me. I forgive her for leaving my father. I forgive her unkindness, or her selfishness, or her ignorance, or her infidelity. I forgive the time that she insulted me and told me I was ugly or stupid, or that I was a bad child, or that I cost her a lot of money, for the times when she told me I was unwanted, or a mistake, or a disappointment. I forgive my father for his lack of support, his lack of affection, his lack of attention, for not having time for me. I forgive his drinking too much, his addiction, his arguing. I forgive him for being mean to my mom. I forgive his severe punishments for deserting the family, for being away from home, for divorcing my mother, for running around. I forgive him. Lord, I forgive my brothers and sisters for excluding me, for resenting me, for competing for my parents' love. I forgive my siblings who hurt me, who are jealous of me, who are greedy, who borrowed from me and never paid back, those who took my things or used my things. I forgive my brother or sister for interfering in my marriage, for interfering with my relationships. I forgive my sibling who was unfair with the inheritance. Lord, today I ask for the grace of forgiveness. Lord, I forgive my spouse for their lack of love and affection and consideration. I forgive them for taking me for granted. I forgive them for the words that hurt me and disturbed me. Lord, I forgive their infidelity. Lord, I forgive them for hurting my feelings, for not being a good parent to my children. Jesus, I forgive my children for their lack of respect, for their disobedience, for their lack of love, for neglecting me. I forgive them their bad habits, for their not helping out around the house. I forgive their bad actions. Today, O God, I forgive my in-laws. I forgive those who have interfered in my marriage, those who have interfered in how I raise my children, their words of criticism, their thoughts, negativity, their omissions, their neglect. Lord, I forgive them. Jesus, help me to forgive my coworkers today, those who are disagreeable and make my time at work miserable, those who push their work off on me, those who gossip about me, those who don't cooperate with me, those who've tried to take my job or my promotion. Lord, I forgive them. Lord, for my neighbors, for being loud, for letting their property run down, for not taking care of their pets or their children, for not bringing in their trash, for being prejudiced, for letting their neighborhood run down. Lord, I forgive them. I ask the grace today to be forgiving. I forgive my priest, my past ministers who have disappointed me, who have not been sensitive to my needs, who have hurt me or a family member. I forgive them for their lack of support, bad sermons, lack of friendliness, for not providing me with inspiration, for disappointing me, for scandalizing me, for not affirming me, for not using me in the key position. Lord, I forgive them. I forgive my friends who have let me down, who have lost contact with me, who borrowed from me and never paid me back, who when I really needed help weren't there for me, who talked about me behind my back. Lord, I forgive that bully in my class, for those who were loud, for those who cheated off of me, for those who excluded me or teased me or made me feel bad about myself. I forgive them. Lord, I forgive all of the professionals, the teachers and doctors and nurses, police officers and hospital workers and lawyers and contractors, for people who didn't treat me fairly or cheated me. Lord, I ask the grace to forgive them today. For those who humiliated me or insulted me, who laughed at me or embarrassed me or punished me. Lord, I forgive my boss for not paying me enough, for making me work too much, for not appreciating my work, for being unkind and unreasonable, for being angry and unfriendly, for not promoting me, for not complimenting me. Lord, I forgive them. Lord Jesus, today I especially forgive that one person who has hurt me the most, the one person I didn't think I would ever be able to forgive. I ask today, Lord, for the grace to forgive them. Lord, I forgive them. Lord Jesus, thank you for freeing me of the evil of unforgiveness. Let your Holy Spirit fill me with light and come into every dark part of my life. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.